Dat drink ik op zo'n babbala. Nee. Nyam me tabula je song de mados shere.
So today is the teaching by Kampopa, the unequaled Dakpo Larje, and his four dharmas.
That's the one that I put in the check. Namdar de Tsangmagi, thank you, Jure, Samne, and the Jeshek and Sugarman, Jensong.
So, Rinpoche says that he thinks that you're all familiar with the life story of Kampopa, so that there's no need for him to talk about that. But when he was little, that he had a very strong intelligence.
And so that he was in essence like a bodhisattva,
that then in order to benefit other beings, that in terms of their external appearance, he carried out various kinds of activities. And so then at a young age that he studied medicine and studied all the different branches of knowledge and then when he reached the age of 20 he got married and had children.
And so
then in his region that there was a very strong, very powerful disease came and that both his son and daughter fell ill. And whatever methods he applied, that he could not cure them, and the son died, and the daughter became ill.
Funeral day, the cemetery party, chani, so lotu kapsula, and the same way, and tonsare, and yeah, then sumoyan, never chata,
sumo, oh, sumo, conky, chuma, and then. Well, his son died, and they took him to the cemetery for the funeral. And then when he returned home, found that his daughter had died, and then his wife became sick. And so he was himself a very skilled physician, but he wasn't able to cure them, not able to free them from their sickness. And so this caused him to experience great suffering.
And 네 감보바기 고난기다 상염세나 민노 주모세나 민노 총모세나 민노 텔레테와 당버레
and then his wife became very ill and she couldn't be cured so she was going to die and then that he thought that she was holding on to some attachment and so he asked her what it was that she was attached to
tene da chumoge sombare da nga shima de de nga charang la pe sem ga gi tu nga shi tsa be je la ne charang nga le je ju nga le ning je ju gi chumo ji le ne yang de ge re sam ne yang de la sem de du sombare
And so she said the reason why she staying alive and couldn't die was because she you know, liked him or loved him very much and her worry was that after she had died that he would marry someone else you know, nicer and prettier than she was.
ta se semonia dongsa song den kyeran ya dongye imba da member in du chenggyo re da dongsa be jela ane ngarang rap tu chungi in san ta chue sains
and then he told her that she needn't worry about that you know, that now he had made up his mind that now that his son had died and his daughter died and that she was going to die and that he You know, knew that because he was a doctor. That after she had died, that he was going to become a monk. That he was going to take ordination, and he had firmly decided on that.
Then the morangi that then na pe yabotos inju marata sendamne tango neres ina ngatashi dutole lepsan na yang dutole nte taginda sjananda rabjongje maje.
And then. She said, well, that sounds good, if that is really what you're going to do. But, you know, so even after I've been taken to the cemetery, to the channel ground, I will be looking. I'll be watching to see if you really do become a monk or not. And then his wife, she passed away.
Dejela kung kese shawling big tani rabdu chumbare tatina kadambe lama mumbutne yore.
Shawling
baina tatina dingmido.
And then that he took ordination.
Takana kadambe kivishin tani tarabdu chumbare.
And he took ordination from Kadampa, Geshe's Kadampa lamas.
Tatin namdar keba nala sebo yore.
And so, you know, the details of who these lamas were explained in the long biography. What he's doing now is just giving the very summarized essence of the life story.
tene jizim melareba ge longden sena mindu ta tende ge longden chone tene inji minji jizim jimba melareba kumden jar gogoydu dezane damga topogoydu samne dene konglaya ngishi tenpo chinyabare ta
and so then he received these teachings from these Kadampa masters and then he practiced them and then he kind of received this like prophecy this like vision that he should go to meet Milarepa, so he decided he must go and see Milarepa and receive his teachings.
ne jejun mana yan shen ba ga yang 나살라 삼로메 봐 남갈라 직달라 삼로메 봐 다든지진에 삼주진주 지진코나 삼네 아니 지진 초강도 쉬어봐시라 세보 하먹어진데 든든진 지진짜 든든 지진다 제네장 다워 죽숨지링라 아니 지진자네 담마만 부쉬어래
And then it's described in his biography, you know, how he came to this wish to go and meet Milarepa and how he had this certainty and conviction that he should see Milarepa and had this faith in Milarepa and how he didn't know where Milarepa was and then how he went in search for him, the difficulties that he encountered and whatever difficulties he encountered that he still... His mind was fixed only on meeting Milarepa and on nothing else. And finally how he was able to find Milarepa and meet him and stayed with him for 13 months and received the instructions from him.
De Dune, Dama Shu, Tatambo Dambo de, Denecum Corwala, Dejipunums of a Yore de, Yene Yang, Denechi, say Semo, Denechi, Junior Pedger, Punums of a Yore de, Rimje, Rimje, and Medaba, Ta Tayondu, Dene Corvichula, Ningbu Meba, Dene Corvichula, Lolone, Dene Luchus Trobade, Tatini, Dambo, Jumbore, Conaya.
So this way he received these teachings from Milarepa. So, but in the beginning that he had all these happiness of samsara, the possessions and wealth. He had a son and daughter and wife, but that then through the suffering that he experienced, he saw samsara as having no. Essence, and so his mind turned away from samsara towards the dharma. So, like his so in that way, like this first dharma of Kumbhopa, that his mind turned towards the dharma.
That the chela chulam dro dan lam chulba seva chulba ishe chulba chazang konang kuzi chig ting la chumbare kong.
And then following that in within that one lifetime after his mind had turned to the Dharma, then he is able to follow the path, eliminate the obstacles, confusion on the path, and for this confusion or illusion to manifest as wisdom.
Tamche ne chick do tilbom, chuji pumbu, jedishi dongi, then de tamje tsuduna, denusum nala du, denusum deang, so ningburu duna, and a tabu chushin ala ma dune, ne lomanam ten number.
And so this is the wisdom, the realization that he had, he gained the understanding of the meaning of all the, the texts and the teachings. So that all of these 84,000 different kinds of the teaching of the Buddha were all condensed into his teaching, and in particular his teachings were condensed into these four dharmas of Gampopa, his four dharmas that he taught to his pupils.
Long ten jabe, duja, chabot the power, rede, yenayang, maranzo, le matape, duja namla, the netarbatamje tembe lamla, and tembichitus and I am indu, lona chula, culbichitula, and then che, chimba, tambo chimba, neba, rabjung, the nesumba, yamlen nane, lamasendan yitane, drone, dene, sheltam de zula, yamlen nane, tantan desert.
And so he is a special being who was prophesied by the Buddha in his teachings, prophesied in the tradition, at nevertheless, so for beings who not you know, following the Dharma, whose mind is not turned to the Dharma, then he lived this life where he was, you know, in samsara, and then turned away from samsara, turned towards the Dharma, and searched for his teacher, found him and received the teachings and practiced them, and through, and then accomplished the result and realization of those teachings. So he led that life so that we could see that through receiving the teachings that he gave, and if we practice those, then we can in our life attain the same result as he was able to obtain. So then these four Dharma teachings, the four Dharmas of Gampopa, and the first one of those is says, give me your blessing so that my mind will turn to the Dharma. So in some texts this is explained in terms of three levels of being, you know, the lesser, middling and greater being. Then in Gampopa's own teaching, his own words, in his text, The Ornament of Liberation, he says that first, to begin with, in order to turn away from this engagement in samsara and the experience of samsara, that one has to contemplate impermanence. So there are these three different levels of beings, you know, lesser, middling and greater, therefore all that in the beginning, that one contemplates impermanence. So when we look at his life story, we see that in beginning of his life that he realized impermanence, and that, you know, that seeing this impermanence, he could see that samsara was without any essence. And so that then his, you know, his mind turned towards the Dharma. So in that way, in order for this first Dharma, in order for our minds to turn towards the Dharma, then one needs to have this realization of impermanence within ourselves. Without that understanding, our mind will not disengage from its involvement with samsara and turn towards the Dharma.
Ta kong la yang mi ta bo de ta bo je ma jung bai na.
And so if, you know, in his life he hadn't had this encounter with impermanence, he might have just continued in kind of worldly activity for his whole life. He may have just had the activity of being a physician, but because of that encounter with impermanence and developing that certainty in impermanence, that then his mind turned away from the samsara and towards the Dharma. And so for us, whatever kind of practice we are doing, whether it's Dzogchen or Mahamudra, there are the preliminary practices that we do. And why do we do these preliminary practices? It's because that through those preliminary practices, just contemplating impermanence, that is what inspires us to follow the Dharma. It's what makes us turn to the Dharma, encourages us to practice the Dharma.
Shukche nala, then Katatung Gurus na, Tumong King Wondros, and that type of chung Tumong la, Yawar Koa, the Lani Tumong King Wondros, and Edene, Tajun Yakawa, Chiwa Metabas, and Dalo, Chus Trover Jabala, Tajun Chiwa Metabo de Sokom Gugure, the Nature Lam the Trover Jabala, the Ne Korean Yimidan Lady the Sokom Gugure, Tata Kapsala.
And so, in order to, for one's mind to turn towards the Dharma, one has the, you know, the, one's mind has to turn away from samsara. And in order to do that, there's the practice of the general preliminaries. They're called general or common preliminaries because they are general or common to both the higher and lesser jhanas. And so within these general preliminaries, there's the contemplation of, you know, precious human existence and of the contemplation of death and impermanence. And so particularly through impermanence, through the understanding of impermanence, then that is what then inspires one to be, to follow the path of the Dharma, makes one's mind turn to the Dharma.
And the Pamekeva Satina, the Netaljuritam, Rimbuchi, Chagio Mari, Rimbuchi, and Chutsungs, and the Rimbuchi de la Sua Gandam Naya, Setigi, the Duntamje, Nantu Giorella, Dena Shingi, Milu Rimbuches, and the Setism Membe, Tsechimayang, and Tarbada, Tamje Chimbekova, Top to be Nubadi, and Seti, Dambichu, Drup, Dambichu, Zuna, Yongi Yore, Nurbu Rimbuchi Legan, Che Lagba.
And so in the general preliminaries, it says that, you know, first one has attained all these wealths and freedoms of the precious human existence. And so at this time, one should make this that life meaningful or beneficial. So one has attained this human existence, and what one needs to do, that human existence, to make it worthwhile is to attain a state of liberation, attain liberation, omniscience. And so if we don't do that, and if we only practice bad actions, then that is not like a, will not be a precious human existence. And so the example is called precious human existence because it is like a wish-fulfilling jewel, that a wish-fulfilling jewel is something that will give you whatever you wish or need in this life. But the precious human existence is something which will be beneficial for one's future life, and it's something that can bring one to liberation. Therefore, it is greater than a wish-fulfilling jewel. And so, you know, it's described in that way. It's compared to a wish-fulfilling jewel. It's more, superior to a wish-fulfilling jewel.
That day, and that day, Mubu Kandang Kanyi Nayang, Ya Jebar Jela, Tine Jujin Mangbo Che Choko Gyore, Tine Ma Jigbar Jela, Tine Jujin Shirashira Choko Marashin Jigdo Gyore, Tine Aranzo Mikin Go Chaso Nayang, Tine Ne Nasa Kanyang Madam Na, Tine Dutsu Jig Lepson Na,
And so all things that they are created by various factors and conditions coming together. And then because it is, you know, created by these things, factors and conditions coming together, not always remain, but there'll come a point when it comes to an end or is destroyed. And so, like, as a human being, we get older, and even if one doesn't fall ill, you know, when the there'll come a time when we will not be able to remain. We cannot remain, but we will have to go.
Then the energy, Dari Dunyoja, Dajo Jin Yoga to Dash, Dambokumja, Dajo Jim, Tokachilla, Dari Dunyoja, Topka, Chigla, and I, Dari Dunyoba, Jagore, Dunan, Demba, Jagore, Slady, the Nechi, City, Tratul, Nyan Jong, the Nechi, the Nechetu, La, Zibuchi, Secure Mare, the Dunyoba, the Caritasna. That Yenjong in a red, you know, Pedro in a Loburdo Shane, Yamaja Toko Gore, that the Duke Caribe Pengiris and Tambichuji Pengire, and Tambichu Yamlin Chegore, Segure.
So this says this now, this time we have obtained this precious human existence, which is very difficult to obtain. And not only is it difficult to obtain, but it's easily destroyed. So while we, the time while we have this existence, then we should make it meaningful and beneficial. And the way that one does that is through practicing the Dharma, because it is impermanent and there will come a time when it comes to an end and we have to die. And what will be beneficial for us at that time will be one's practice of the Dharma.
Then you body can this chagre sena and ambitu de trunang tongalgi nyembore then ambitu nyamlin chabala tene and the turbo tamje shituba rang turba shituna rangi ton trutuba shen turba nyong deba de zolaya then ambitu tontuna shen trubaya shituba da rangi tona shengi ton da rangi tongalna shengi tongal tamjele dal to body kukala tene chungyos and ambitu tubala tene chungyore.
And so through the practice of the Dharma, one can make one's life meaningful or beneficial. So how does this happen? How does the practice of the Dharma make one's life beneficial? That the Dharma is like the remedy for delusion. So if we're able to practice the Dharma, then one will be able to free oneself of one's own delusion, and therefore one gain this benefit for oneself. And also one having eliminated one's own delusion, then one can help others who are in delusion to free themselves from delusion by teaching them the Dharma. So one frees both oneself and others from delusion. So one is able to benefit oneself and benefit others. So in that way, one's life becomes beneficial. And the way, and this, one's life becomes beneficial through one's having practiced and accomplished the Dharma.
And it's
also so for one's mind to turn into the Dharma, then one also contemplates death and impermanence. So the first general preliminary is the precious human existence, and then second is this contemplation of death and impermanence. And so then we, the, in this second, it says, so Second, that all the world and the beings within it are impermanent, and in particular, the life of beings is like a bubble. And then when one dies, one becomes just a corpse, and so therefore one needs to dedicate oneself to the practice of the Dharma. And so first, we contemplated the precious human existence. Then second, there's the contemplation of impermanence, where one thinks that all the world and the being, the world is impermanent, and that also the beings are impermanent, and that all things, either external or internal, that they change, that they are impermanent. And so all that the external appearances, that they are, you know, created from the four elements, and that also that beings, the lives of beings, that they, that is independence on the four elements, and so therefore they are subject to change, that they are impermanent, they are composite.
Tan chuje simjin tamje midaba re lamna kashe takpa kashe midaba tende yo mare tene je kashe she yo bana kashe tane she me ba tende yo mare.
And so when it says that all beings are impermanent, then therefore that means it's not that some beings are impermanent and some beings are permanent. So it's not that, you know, there are some beings that die and some beings that don't die. It's not like that. All beings are impermanent.
Take Jesu Tambi, Jagarki, Kendu Chongi Dizo, the Nature Ramon Top de Barete, Kuzela Inayang, the Nature Tudang, Tula Leptu Capsula, the Ne, Kuzete Torne, the Netuti, the Nation La Petro Bata, the Zozo de Aranzo, Tama, Sembla Garzan, Ashiki Mare, Ashi, and Tan Shiki Mare, Sting Bamana, Ashiki, Samu de Tanako Mare, the Mashibi, that the Naki Samu Latene. And so in terms of the impermanence
of beings, that like Buddha Shakyamuni and all his followers, what do you call, like the six ornaments and the two supreme ones, all of these, that though they had attained realization, that they had full accomplishment, that when the time came, their lives came to an end, and they, you know, departed from this world. So therefore, you know, one, we shouldn't think that, you know, I'm not going to die. You know, if one thinks in that way and thinks I'm never going to die, one just gets involved in other activities and, you know, defeating enemies and protecting friends and so on, and one will, you know, accumulate bad karma. Instead, one should think how, you know, like the Buddha, the six adornments and the two supreme ones and so on, that they all passed away, their lives came to an end. And if they died, then suddenly oneself is bound to die, and so one should have that develop that certainty that we are going to die.
That goes to the Tesla Chibuda, Sidugala, then it was in the Jiggy, Tetan, Sinamino, Sode, Chuggy Buonashing, this Lagure.
And it says, so in particular, the life of beings is like bubbles. So the lives of beings are not, you know, stable or permanent. The example given for them is that they are just like bubbles.
Da trowa sudugala leje wangge kamsum jingne jigdu kyune kyewa lang to kyore de la towa ser da nyawa la nyawa tonaire la la tonaire me la tonaire ida la tonaire tan den de ke le je wang ke kawa de so na de la towa se yore.
It's the word for beings in Tibetan is drowa, which means those who go, because it means they're called like goers because they go into a certain existence within the three realms or within the six classes of existence. So whether they go to a human life or go to the life of a deva, a deity, or they go to like the hells or animals or the pretas, the tormented spirits. So they beings go into these existences. So that is why literally a being is called a goer, one who goes.
And so
in particular the lives of beings are like bubbles. It has, you know, like a bubble. It may look very pretty or very beautiful, but in an instant, you know, that the wind blows on it and it is gone. So in that way, that the life of beings has no stability, and that can easily come to an end. And so a bubble can look very pretty, but then, you know, we never know when it's going to cease to exist. We can't tell. And so in the same way, it's with the lives of beings, that the lives of beings are not stable, but we cannot not tell at what time it's going, the life of a being is going to cease to exist. So we might be very comfortable, having a very happy life, but if we meet a powerful factors or conditions, then that life can suddenly come to an end. So none of us can say for certain when death will come.
Da palje ngaran sama samlo nala shigi mare yuning bu tezi da yuning bu la kibu ta ye chashi mangbu shagi yore te ina yang tene ten ten kyoshigi marwe jente jaja jaja tamba chyo yabu detu gure besa na semgi semla rangi rangla trewa ta na tes kalakabu labia kalakabu re.
So normally we don't think of that. We think of life as continuing for a long time. So we make plans for our life. But even so, if then we ask ourselves, can I be 100% certain that I'm going to continue to live? And it would be very difficult to answer that we will.
That then the Namjicha Mebare, Segida, Kasheda, Ame Kobanane, Dondogure, Kashe Kene, Dondogure, Kashe Dalla Bamne, Dondogure, Kashe the Neposa Mosarata, Gain Tabotene, Dondogure, Kashe Logene, Dondogure, that gave it Taman and Chirare.
And so the time when death comes is not predictable, it's not certain. So some people die within their mother's womb. Some people die when they are born, and then some people die as they are growing up, and then some adult men and women can suddenly die when they encounter certain circumstances, and then some die when they are old. So we cannot tell when that death is going to come, except that it is certain that eventually a being will die.
And
And so then when the time of death comes, then it doesn't matter how wealthy one is, how good looking one is, or that, or whether one is a great scholar or a lama, so on, that when death comes, then the body and the mind, the body and the consciousness, will separate, and then the body will become a corpse.
Da den de energy namje de ni da shigen gorang ge ngara zu se na namje de ni le ge wang ge rawa me ba ne milam ge na wa na jing chul ne da le de ka wa de so na de je la dro go go re da su bu de ni da ro ro chur sa re da me chang ma she sa chak sa da ma ka sa da ne ni ma ka she re so na da ne ngom bo chang go chi ma da da de chu chu ka la me chang ma na go kap sa ma na na nga mo na me de zo mide tende nying jaya je, mide tende tsiga je, mide tende tukdap kandis che gore, mide tanda nganzo samzang la tong, tibi nang la mana tong mido ba, ta ngosu tong tom na kandis gabo tende yore de, tende shizadu rote ngosu tong yin duya, tatile, tatio shi langi mare la.
And so the consciousness, once it's separated from the body, then it is like in a powerless state, experiencing illusions, just like when we are dreaming, and the body that the consciousness has left, that becomes a corpse, something that people find like unpleasant or frightening. And so even though previously people thought that person was very pleasant, very good-looking, and that they really liked to see that person, and might have wondered, well, how can I get to meet that person and be with that person? And when they were able to see that person, they would be delighted. But once they become a corpse, then they no longer take delight in seeing that body, and after some days, it begins to change and smell and so on. So they find it very unpleasant and frightful and don't want to see him.
That didn't do any that chigalamula and nechi resetosa di, that and be chudang, and then lama give you sinye, kunjo mana, kunjo sumana, yomari, the nechunjo, nyeshi, kunje takorinas, soldier by soro, tanginjik with young burjurus, that kunjo kashi. Ranshiro shiro che so jap de pet drabo nar de kap sala tene ka chene ta ke ja kare che to ta che che ra yong thob yong san ne re wa chene yong gyo re ne ka chene ra wa che wa shuk chom be de ngu gyo re ta che na so de kap cha ja wa san na jap to ma re tene te su sang ma rang yong yong gyo re ta den de gang gyan thab che yo ma re tene drobo gyan jap to ma re drobo gyan jap to gyo ma re tene che kha khe ba yo ne da she la kyeshen nyambo shen nyan dresaya yo mare, gyunor palchur yagbo yo nyan, ta shimakuwa pecho ki nyaya yo mare, tene tende che de kangpo chokbo yo nyan, ta shimakuwa dredo saya yo mare, ta tende yon de shiye nyan, yinching minji shiku kuyo re, ane she de kapsa la shenpa sukiyan, kyab togu mare, ta kyab togu nyan de su re sena, tene che kunjo sum re, tene kunjo sum na dambi chwe de ne, ta ta ne drogo re ma na madrum na, tene de kapsa la tene, kala kakbo chagi re es.
So at that time of death, really, like, all that one can put one's hope in and trust in is like the Dharma and the three jewels in the spiritual teacher, and there's no one else that one can put one's trust in, that as friends and so on, that liked one or would help one, that they cannot be of any help, friends, family, and so on. That if one is dying, none of them can prevent one from dying, or even if someone who is very scholarly or learned and good, teaching, they can't prevent one from dying. There's no amount of wealth is going to help. One can't buy one's way out of dying, and there's nowhere that one can escape to, or however fast one can run, one can't outrun it. So one is definitely you know, powerlessly going to die, and at the time of death, all that can help is the Dharma that one has practiced. And then if one hasn't practiced the Dharma, then one will be in difficulties. And so while one is still alive, before one has died, one has to think that, you know, that when the time of death comes, that all that one has accomplished in this life, whatever wealth one has accumulated, whatever actions one has done in order to obtain that, whatever, you know, may have done many bad actions in order to obtain these things, but at the time of death, that will not be of any benefit. So one thinks how, you know, in the future one is definitely going to die, and none of these activities in this life will be of beneficial at that time, only the practice of the Dharma. And so in that way one needs to encourage or inspire oneself to practice the Dharma while one is still alive. So the practice of the Dharma is the remedy against illusion. And so, for example, if when we are dreaming, if we don't realize that we are dreaming, and then, you know, we dream that you're like burned by fire, or swept away by a river, or blown away by the wind, or, you know, we lose all wealth or possessions, or taken away from us, or people come and hit one, or beat one, or kill one. Then, if one doesn't realize that this is an illusion, then we are suffering in the dream. But if we do realize that we are dreaming, then we just think, oh well, none of this is real, and so we won't be afraid, you know, if we are being burned by fire or fall off a cliff or being swept away by a river and so on. And so in that way the Dharma, the practice of the Dharma, is the remedy for illusion,
illusory appearances.
And so the Buddha, when he first taught that, he said, you know, like, oh monks, all that is composite is impermanent, and all that is stained is suffering. And so therefore one has to see that all phenomena are impermanent and gain certainty in that.
Sangma, Gave Tama, Shea in Batang, Yam the Zombie Tama, Tanakaga Daltre in Batang, Tanche, and Yam the Teke, Shirayamare, Sumbi Tama, Chi, Gave Tama, Dal, Sabi Tama, Ze, Langwi Tama, Gels, that and is a Sungiora.
And so is that all that are born died, and all who come together must part. So in that way, you know, everyone who lives must die, and no one can always stay together, but they must part. And then also that all that is accumulated will become dispersed, and all that rises must fall.
That the end of the Nichi Chubu Pango Chai, Pango Chubu Chai, Takana Tangla Midabore, Jewish Church and Re.
And so those that are rich become poor, those that are poor become rich. So everything has that nature of change and impermanence.
Kashiki Yantangere, oh, Tako Midabo Kordania Shigitu, the Nent Midabo Kola Samadana and the Semper Kibu Mindu. Choose again, and the Semper Kipu, Sugenji, Semper Debo, Sunji Kokutu, and the Densigere.
So we might think all this teaching on impermanence and contemplating impermanence just makes me unhappy. But, you know, what the reason why I'm practicing the Dharma is to become happy. And, but thinking about impermanence makes me unhappy. But if we, you know, do not contemplate and gain this understanding of impermanence, then we have been, you know, through beginningless samsara involved in worldly activities. And without that understanding of impermanence, we will just continue to be under the power and involved with worldly activities, and we won't be able to have a genuine practice of the Dharma.
And
so in the beginning, for the beginners in the Dharma, they have to understand suffering, and suffering is caused by impermanence, by things changing, and so because of this impermanence, there's this suffering. And so it's for the development of the bodhicitta, the aspiration to Buddhahood, that is so is focused on suffering. One looks at the suffering of beings and wishes to dispel that suffering of beings, and therefore one aspires to attain Buddhahood. And so it's not that, you know, one cannot be developed in just focusing on the happiness of beings.
And
so through this contemplation of impermanence, then gradually we will gain the understanding of it. We'll see that things are not stable, that they are changeable, and that they have no reality, they are empty. And so in this way one understands this lack of any real existence to these phenomena, one understands that they are devoid of that they are empty.
And 모시자 잡으디 에피시디 다우디 칼라덴 존스 메다발덴 존요레
So through understanding this that they are not stable, that they have this nature of change, therefore have no real existence, then one gains the understanding of emptiness. And so this, to gain that understanding, is like the, that is, one begins, it's like the learning the, you know, the A, B, and C for realizing emptiness is to is to contemplate impermanence.
Ta jansam jula jebar jebalayang dongal kongore dongal kyu medag bare ta tengwa shegore.
And so to develop the bodhicitta, when that is based on the understanding of suffering, and the basis of suffering is impermanence.
Dan tin de lochu su drobati na kewa tila samlo tangu gore dan kewa tin na setin na lola drobu gore lochu su drobu de sende ta dang ran zo semdi kiro tan to me to jere go gore
semdi juro
semdi da juro tang zan chen che to me to
And so for one has to understand this impermanence, you know, and the kind of like within this lifetime, or without that understanding of impermanence, one will not be able to change, to transform one's mind. And so for one's mind to turn into the Dharma, to, you know, understand this nature of life, and to think of the rebirth in the lower existences, of the, and know of the sufferings of the lower existences, and be afraid of experiencing that that suffering, and so in that way that it turns one's mind towards the Dharma. It says in the text on the practices of the Bodhisattvas that in that way, even if one is, you know, has a happy life, one should be aware of and afraid of that, the suffering that can result in the lower existences. So it says in the text on the practices of the Bodhisattvas that one thinks of when one contemplates the all these overwhelming sufferings that are experienced in the lower existences, it's very difficult to contemplate them, to endure the thought of the sufferings. And so what must it be like to directly experience those sufferings? And the cause of that, those sufferings, are bad actions, and so therefore in this life one avoids accomplishing bad actions, and instead we do good actions. And so Gampopa says in his text, The Ornament of Liberation, that whether it is forms perceived by one's eyes, sounds heard by one's ears, smells that smell by one's nose, tastes tasted by the tongue, or the sensation of touch that's experienced by the body, or whatever, you know, phenomena or images are experienced within the mind, that one should not have any attachment to any of them. And the way that one avoids having attachment to any of them is through the contemplation of impermanence, so that one will have no attachment to this life and the what is the perceptions in this life, but instead one's mind will turn to the Dharma.
Yeah, yeah. That nobody the che lamdo trova the issue. Lo chusu trova chinge labdo sol. Che lamdo trova chinge labdo sol. That lo the che la dunna yang, yang che the lamdo yang da bo trova the yang. Then they are mare, then they are lochula, cultuna, chute, then lam yang double, leptuba, lam yang double, totuba, cogres.
And then, second is the, you know, give you grant your blessing that the Dharma will follow, one's Dharma will follow the path. So, first there's the blessing, you know, may my mind turn to the Dharma, and then there's may my Dharma follow the path. So, one's mind may turn to the Dharma, but that doesn't mean that Dharma practice will necessarily follow the path and be correctly follow the path and be genuine. And so, therefore, one prays for that blessing. And so, for the Dharma to follow the path, then there is in the four ways of turning the mind away from samsara, there's the contemplation on the suffering of the defects of samsara and the contemplation of karma.
And so
for the Dharma to go on the path, to follow the path, or to be on the path, that that one should be thinking of like all beings throughout all space, and be wishing to benefit them. If one wishes to benefit, liberate all beings throughout space, then one's Dharma is following the path. If one doesn't think that, then one's Dharma is not following the path. So if one is practicing the Dharma in order to attain the pleasures and happiness of the higher existences, or the pleasures and happiness within the three realms, or if one is practicing out of fear of the sufferings of the lower existences, one is practicing in order to avoid those, then one's Dharma is not following the path. So when asked, if one is thinks, well, I'm not happy, so in order to be happy, I will practice the Dharma. If one thinks in that way, does this mean one's mind has turned to the Dharma? Yes, it does. But does that mean one's Dharma is following the path? No, it doesn't. So, normally, if we're doing the practice of the Bhashyaji Guru, you know, the medicine Buddha, or doing the practice of Avalokiteshvara, of Chenrezig, then, you know, one is doing that practice for oneself. Like, for example, that one is feeling ill, so one has, you know, pain in the head, pain in the legs, some physical pain, and so one is praying to the Medicine Buddha, doing the Medicine Buddha practice in order to free oneself from that. But one isn't thinking, you know, I'm doing this Medicine Buddha practice from now until I attain enlightenment through it, or thinking I'm doing this Medicine Buddha practice in order to benefit all beings throughout space. One isn't thinking in that way, but one is just doing this this practice for this benefit in this life.
Tendula, and the temperature to gore, Sanjimela, tenaire, Ceresela, Suatam naire, Gom Jam naire, that delay, tarvich, comes from ritual, tarvichetula, Randa, Simjendam de delay, tarvichetula, Teneco, Samba, Yandace, Jenny, Simenji, Lochen, Tosjene, Judy Truna, and Chulam the Drawers, and you were
it. So if one is doing this practice in order to benefit and in order to liberate all beings in like the three realms and the six classes of existence, if one is thinking I'm doing this practice of Medicine Buddha, doing this practice of Chenrezig in order to free all these beings in samsara and in the three realms, if one has that motivation for one's practice, then one's dharma is following the path.
Tanchu lam the Dobrajevala, Karichevores, and the Retuki Tungala Yane, Yansamlotango Gore, Kori Nimicum Gore, the Nekora Kando Jejang, Tungal Jerashi Emba, the Netungangi Judy Kain Body, Legutel Samlotango, Dindu, Lotto Number Shinane, the Nekori Nimida, Legutti, Kumgore, Tiso Magumna, and Chulamdo, Rotugio Mari.
So in order for the Dharma to practice the path, then one has to contemplate the suffering and the sufferings that all beings are experiencing, and to understand that the cause of all these sufferings is bad actions, is bad karma. And so therefore, in order to attain this, to understand this, from amongst the four ways of turning the mind away from samsara, there's the contemplation of the defects of samsara and contemplation of karma. And so if one contemplates these, then one's dharma will follow the path. But if one doesn't contemplate these, then one's dharma will not follow the path.
And then Madame's charging Molam are charging gay on Dunala, Tambolo Namchidela, Nibot, Shibot Tatambo, Tachunikawa, Nibot Chua Medaba. That's somebody, Chulam the Trover Jebala, the Necorin Yimita, Legute, the take up to the Sumbatu, the Ne Sumba, she said, I want me to lend it against it, Dick Baba, give each other, talk to Dower Jazz. That's Sumba, Ne Ran Shitzerich Jela. Shangla Rawan Zan in Mindus, then Rawan Mabaji Chadodus, this Swiss server is in the Tihota Kunjoki server, Pamaki server, Tropoki server, Vesna, Rawan Mabati, this Sukian server Mares, Rawan Mabati, Ranging Ar, Lake Ansaba, Lady Wangi server is the Shiongrana.
So for one's dharma, to follow the path, there's the contemplations, the contemplation of suffering, the contemplation of karma, then the four ways of turning the mind away from samsara. So therefore, one has amongst those four, there comes third, is the contemplation of karma. So it seems that when the time of death has come, then one is in this powerless state. And who has created this powerless state? Is it like the that one is in at the time of death? Is that created by the three jewels? Is it created by one's parents? Is it created by one's friends? No, that the state that one is in at that time is created by all of the actions, all the karma that one has previously accumulated. So what has caused us to be like born in samsara, to be in that powerless state of being reborn in samsara, and then there comes the time of then death, and that when we powerlessly we have to die, and so who is responsible for that? Who has created, caused that to happen? And it is the one's own karma. If one is powerless or under the power of someone else, then in that case, if it's being under the power of someone else, then one can do something about it. One can escape that that life. For example, if one has some kind of like boss or master, and then oneself is like the servant to someone, then that's being under the power of someone else. And so, you know, if we don't need the money, we can run away. And so in that way we can escape, we can get our freedom, become free from the being under the power of that other person. But as this is one's own karma that one has created, and that one is under the power of, then we cannot escape it, we can't run away from it or avoid it. So the karma that we ourselves have created is what we then have to experience. We have to experience the result of the karma that we ourselves have created, and we'll be powerlessly have to experience that. We'll be under the power of that karma. So as if we do bad actions, accumulate bad karma, the result of that will be suffering. So if we do not wish to experience suffering, if we do not wish to be powerlessly and under the have to experience the suffering that is the result of one's karma, then we shouldn't do bad actions.
Da rangi leje rang la rangwa me ba chaba de tene che leje wangi ta thunang na zo shar ge re thunang ge gen ge ane dongal na zo nyong ge re.
So when one is powerlessly experiencing the results of one's own karma, then that time that one is experiencing is these illusory experiences that arise as the result of one's karma, and in experiencing these illusions that we experience suffering. We experience these illusions of being born and of dying, and through the experience of these illusions we experience suffering, and all of these illusions that cause us to experience suffering, they originate from one's bad actions, one's own bad karma.
So 단 남주 저지 남과 텀보 영라 버디 엔 지마데 통에 말에 뒤 남시 살라밤나 지마데 냠도 여레 지마당다 남르니 가가체여 말에 then dinashin re ta le sen de ne rang dang rang ga sa ja ba ge wa sa na re de bo sa na re den rang dang de me de yong de ge re den gen dang che de den ge wa sa na de wen yong ge re de bo sa na dong al de yong yong ge re.
So this karma that we have accumulated, that we can say that is like a shadow. Like that, we are always accompanied by our shadow. We can't say, well, I'm going to go east and, you know, leave my shadow in the west, or go west and leave my shadow in the east. We won't be able to do that. You know, if we go east, then the shadow is going to be going with us. And so wherever we go, the shadow will be our shadow will accompany us. If we're up in a plane, you know, and the plane goes high, then we can't see any shadow. You know, on the ground, but when it comes time for the plane to land, then the shadow appears. So in that way, whatever karma one has accumulated will always follow us like our shadow. And when we meet whether it's good karma or bad karma, it will always accompany us. And when the right conditions and circumstances are encountered, then the result of that karma will manifest.
Dada da negab la na dewala chulba ina yang chulbi wangge negab da tungal meje bare de ina chulnang re da dewa chawo che chor de gyo re dewa de yang gyo gal la chene dewa de yang gyo la tene chung bare.
And so while we are in a state of illusion, so we may be happy. So we can have this happiness in terms of like a pleasant or happy illusion. And so what is the cause of that illusion? It is that the good actions, one's good karma.
That day and day, and then Aranzu, Luigi Konejang, and then Kiawa Tukore, Charles, Chibapul, Kora Jab, Takanjanaya, Luigi Kiawa Tukwe, Maki Konejang, then a Kandun Kijur, Jigo Gore. Then some Jikunajang, Jambada, Inje, Gomgore, Tadinjane, Gavala Tata Jongore.
And so we have to try and practice good actions with body, speech, and mind. So with one's body, doing prostrations, making offerings, circumambulating, with one's speech, doing the daily recitations, and with one's mind, having love and compassion. So we should always be accomplishing good actions.
Excuse me. Ta den de gewe jawa ta do ta wor ja sa ta gewa de an ta po tru go re tar ba da tam ji chen be ko ma thop ko na de ma na ya samre ma ru na ne ga ta on do ko a ko ba thop se ge de tar ba tam ji chen be ko ma thop ge ma re tar ba tam ji chen be ko ma thop ra ja ba la ta mi chu la in ji mi ji.
And so one should always continually be engaged in accomplishing good actions. If one wishes to attain state of liberation, that if one just sometimes does good actions and sometimes doesn't, that happiness may result from the good actions, one will not be able to attain liberation. So in order to attain liberation, one must be always dedicated to this practice of the Dharma. And so it says that in this last line, it says that one should always examine one's being examines one's mind. So it means not examining, you know, what kind of experiences, pleasant or unpleasant, one is having, but looking into the mind and seeing, you know, am I doing good actions? Am I doing bad actions? And, you know, have I gained the understanding of impermanence? And if one hasn't, to make oneself, then do good actions and to develop that understanding of impermanence. And, you know, look to see, do I have the bodhicitta motivation? And if the bodhicitta motivation isn't there, hasn't been developed, then to develop that bodhicitta motivation. See whether there's the understanding of impermanence, and if that isn't there, to develop that understanding of impermanence. So one should always be like examining one's own mind.
Kuruvi kyun san namindu, shiba kuruvi. Neto dechurso, tungasum ye tadun naruja, suzatribi shime kyatanda, shintichini tsumbi chanchu chus.
Then fourth, there's the defects of samsara. So you say defects or faults, fault of samsara. And so it says so that always that there's the whatever place, friends, wealth one has, there's continuously they're continuously afflicted by the three sufferings. And so it's like being given a feast before one is being taken to the place of execution to be executed.
Ta korwa seba kamsum korwa sa naimindu rektu sa naimindu ta rektu nala nyawala kena ne nyaweki simjin tokpo janya yore rikchik patende idala idake rekta tundul tundu milami rik tundula tundu rik ladang lamayin susu ne ya tenis nyawine idane tundune mi ne ta lane lamayin ne ta tende tende jine ne susu la rikchik pa janya yore shibat ne korwin ne dos ta ngondosumla dewa yore tine Dejur soos, teane, dewa teane, dewa tanang re, tene dunga sumje chab degyo re.
And so, this is so, there's the location or place. So there's all these, you could say there's these existences within, you know, the three realms or the six kinds of beings, six kinds of existences. So there are these places where these existences where all, you know, the beings of the same kind, like in the hells, there's that one like location, so where everyone is like a being in hell, or the praetors, the tormented spirits, so that there's that place or existence or realm where all the beings are praetors, or there's the human realm where everybody is human, or there's the asura realm where everyone is an asura, the deva realm where everyone is a deva, so on, and then the animal realm where all are animals. And so all of these places that there are, even like these like higher places where there is happiness or a kind of like happy existence, all of them are continually afflicted by the three kinds of suffering. So there are pleasant or happy existences, which are the existence of the humans, the asuras, and the devas, the deities. And they have happiness, but then there's the suffering of change, of this happiness coming to an end, particularly for those in the deva realms. So that all existences are pervaded by the three kinds of suffering, are afflicted by the three kinds of suffering.
Tante Antonga Jitunga, Juritunga, Chabatujitunga, Segura, touching his own sumla, Tantonga Jitunga, Yus Segura, Chedangi, and around the Juritunga de Kashanala, Dangunduki, Lamidizu, Gobondazo, Juritunga, Chabatujitunga, Tamjala Chab de Arte, and I answer Chabatujitunga de, around the Lela Potoku Mare.
And so those three kinds of suffering are, it's called the suffering of suffering, or the suffering which is suffering. And then there's the suffering of change. And then there's the all-pervading suffering of the composite. So in the three lower existences, there's the suffering which is suffering, the suffering of suffering. And then in the higher pleasant existences, you see the suffering of change. And then there's the all-pervading suffering of the composite, which is everywhere, but it's not something which we can experience. It's difficult for us to be aware of that suffering.
Dajanangi, Tongaji, Tongal, second thing around Zula Sajabana, then Ara and Tabachi, Tapesu, Na, Nichambana, Karina, then it's our bar, Kalekabo, Yudidi, then Mengan Tabachi Trojana, Yam Motor Tongu Gap, Tika Kangbay and Chak, Tachi Tabachi Rebina, Tambo, Duke Naza, Yu Sim, that and Tibushara, then Machibuina, Tigalan, Naza, Nibashi Levato, Yang Kashila. Tene anche kangbaya me par tene penja de zo me chik ta tene che de kala tene ngara ya ne pa cha tene che dungal ji dungal ta dungal mangbo chik nyam de zo me.
And like that first suffering, the suffering of suffering, for example, that it can be that one becomes like ill, one becomes ill, one gets the flu, a cold, or you know, that one gets like a fever and so on. And or one can be in an accident, a car accident, break one's leg, and so there's that suffering, or it's a suffering seeing that as a result of something happening to something or someone else, you know, like the house goes on fire, or one has a sibling who is burned up, and so on. So there is all these different kinds of sufferings, one suffering of
upon another. Da gandara a
Then there's the suffering of change, like some people can be very like wealthy, prosperous, have a very pleasant, happy life, but then due to certain circumstances, then that changes, and so that comes to an end, and so there's that suffering of change.
Yang manani charan so pati tang kibo tang tena tena tengam chala phone lene ta charan thobo chichi resha ni resha labde ne tena charan ge tena pati ge dewa de torchane yamsan tongal ge gre ngi re tena da chokbo thap thapse tangirwa.
Or like, for example, maybe holding a party, everyone's having a very nice time, everyone's very happy, and then you get a phone call, and then you hear that your friend or your relatives, something bad has happened to them, they died, and then the party just comes to a stop, people are crying and so on. So there's that kind of suffering of change.
Tene tungale naire, luji tene tungale naire, ta dizo kashi patazala tene che semki tene tungal chimbu yunaya, yoba dizo chimbu nimako tene che tsengang semlo tante luji tene pat tayani mikita chimbu dizo, tene tsongbo chimbu dizo, desa kangba chibu, trosa motor yabu, tente yore de semnala chibu shira yomare tsenda nimako genetine tungal natemba tente yore da.
And so, there's suffering, physical suffering, but there's also mental suffering. So externally, one can look and see, that someone's body, but one can't tell what is happening in their mind. So, somebody may be very wealthy and they have like a very nice house. They seem to have a very nice life. They've got a very nice car and everything. So, but inside, within them, they have mental suffering.
Then the nashing ye tungal second and tachaba to jiggy tungal sendi ngaransu luti langsani luti la shemboji yosavichella tene and tungal yepi chabre chabatuji tungalti.
Then there's the all-pervading suffering of the composite, which means that as soon as one is born, if one has a body, and one has this attachment or clinging to a body, then this all-pervading suffering of the composite is present. And then it's said in like the text that this all-pervading suffering of the composite is like a hair. It can be like a hair on the palm of the hand, or also like a hair that is in the goes into the eye, meaning that for ordinary beings we are not aware of it. Beings who are, you know, under the who have this very powerful attachment to their body, to the aggregates of their body, and their mind is very hardened, and that for them it's that kind of hardened mind, hardened by this power of attachment, doesn't experience this all-pervading suffering of the composite. It's like a hair on the being placed on the palm of the hand. For the higher beings, that for them they experience this suffering of the composite, like when the hair is placed in the goes into the eye, so they see this suffering of the composite as being something that they must be dispelled, that they must become freed from.
Sem chukbar cheba, sem lulu meba, sem shiwa meba, ta sugindi tungal re. Tende indi kajangda ngarangi tungal konnengo re. Tungal, tende nyu chadang monsum konnambar cheba la, injimindi shine komgo re, sindi, tende chikbo chadogo re.
So suffering is that which disturbs the mind, so the mind cannot be relaxed, the mind cannot be at peace, and so therefore we think so this suffering is something that we need to overcome, we need to be able to defeat and eliminate that suffering. So we need to be, therefore to be able to overcome is like ignorance and aversion and attachment, and for that purpose then one does the practice of like shamatha meditation.
Tā kāna sōsā chīmbi shīmī kādhūnta shīntī chīni tsūmbi chāngchū tū sūtā mēchīk anā gyākāp kī chīm tāng anā kālwa lēkā shūk chūmbū chīni tā kō nyēpādi sōk tō tāng yē sēyēk māna mēpāyī na tā sāngī chūsū tīntā chīkla sēkī yīn sālam nē kōla tā wāntā chīni tā tīrīng kērāng kībū tāng sī tā kālā yākbū sās tā pīngyā tā sū tūk kārī kēchī shēna shē labdhū kāng lāyā chik chena ko she shiye la chak ni tene khala dan de zula shenpa kaya lege mare sadyo lege mare sanaya mikpa ni choma dhubwa ta tende chini dunga ki na tene tene chigi tene chate kyo re.
And so this last line in this verse, it says, you know, that it's like a feast for someone who is going to be executed. So like if someone has committed a very, you know, great crime, and then they are sentenced, you know, according to the law of that land, to be executed. And they're told, okay, you're going to be executed. So you're going to be executed tomorrow at this hour. So today, you just enjoy yourself and have eaten nice food and have some time with your like friends and family. So that day, that person, you know, so afraid of dying, you know, they won't be able, you know, they have this nice food, but they won't be able to eat it, you know, and they won't want to eat it. And if they try to eat it, you know, they won't be able to swallow it. Because so it's like that.
Tayang kasi kala sa to na kala lang ang mutyun mo sinde suruwa si rame ba. Chikto ang tine nyong matabata tine yung gwere siya nangge suruwa la chikshu chumbo sa siya ne.
Or even, you know, if they are able to eat, they don't even like feel the flavor of the food. You know, there may be some food that is sweet or whatever, and they just don't taste it because of this fear of their death.
Ta ten de kala la shenba yo mare zo zo de ten shenba de pang go go re.
So basically, they have no attachment or clinging to the food. So basically, it means that in that same way, we should not have attachment or clinging. So if we want to attain the state of liberation and omniscience, then we should have no attachment or clinging to the things of samsara. So ideally, you should be able to eliminate that attachment. So in the text itself, it says that one should cut through attachment and clinging. So one should eliminate that. And so in order to attain that state of liberation and omniscience, one should be left free of attachment and with diligence practice in order to attain enlightenment. So, and then in, you know, the words of my perfect teacher, it said that the way that one should have this freedom of attachment, an example for that, the ideal for that, is like the Kadampa master Karak Gomchung. And Karak Gomchung, that he was just really unable to be involved in any kind of worldly activity because of his, you know, being aware of impermanence and samsara, suffering of samsara. Then he could not engage in any kind of worldly activity, had no attachment or interest in it. And so, whereas with us, having still having this attachment or clinging to samsara, if one thinks always, you know, oh, well, I've got to do this, I've got to obtain that, I've got to make this, and there's always that kind of thought and involvement in samsara.
Da kibu ting dang janne da kona zo shung ka shen la kibu rap ting ta sum dang janne shi an de kibu ting dang ja de ka zo la de ne da na ja si la la na ne si sum de wa
Like middle level of being, sisum gidewala.
Sisum dewa. Zaze silba shin yuzam chigi chigi chujengi. Namyang tarbyokun dundun nyer kores. Namyang kibar mebadi. Can you see it?
I have to. I've just recently got a new pair of eyes. Chibu drinkbu. Oh, yeah. So then this is for the middle level of being. It says in the, you know, the 37 practices of the Bodhisattva, that for the path of the middle level being, it says that he sees that the happiness in the of the three existences of samsara, that's like a dewdrop on the tip of a blade of grass. So it's very temporary, and it's something that is its nature is that it is going to come to an end, be destroyed, and therefore that one needs to attain is this supreme level of liberation, which is an unchanging state, unchanging liberation, and it is the practice of the bodhisattva to aspire to that.
And so
now the time is up, and so this morning that we've gone through the first two of the four dharmas of Gampopa, the blessing for the mind to turn to the Dharma and for the Dharma to follow the path. And so Rinpoche says that these two were, you know, very most important. So spent the time on these two, and for the third and the fourth, it'll be more shorter explanation for those this afternoon. This first one needs to have the mind to turn towards the Dharma. If one has not turned the mind towards the Dharma, then one can't eliminate the delusion through the practice of the Dharma. If one's mind is turned towards the Dharma, then one's Dharma needs to be able to follow the path. And if one has that, if one's mind is turned to the Dharma and one's Dharma is following the path, then if one has the diligence, then one will be able to attain the third and fourth, be able to eliminate the delusion and have the delusion arise as wisdom.
Q&A, question answer.
Oh, Q&A. I was wondering what that Tibetan word was. Q&A. Chidula.
Chidula.
In the afternoon, there will be the Q&A.
Okay.
Rāve kurove shen kam tsun ten tam de wa ma lu chung ven chen re si wan ten tsen ja zo yi ja pe si ten pa tu ten ju chi Chipala Drupayi sepe tole towa towa sho.
Thank you.